702.
The Friday Mix. Food.
Oh, and fantastic food is what we had today, courtesy of Deep Roots Market, which takes place in Pretoria. And with that, I'd love to welcome the team that's here today. Sheldon, let's start with you. Sheldon Crabtree from Deep Roots Market. Great to have you. Yes. Hi, everybody. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Great to be here. Thank you very much for having us.
So I can't believe we're only finding out about you now. 2 years doing this.
Yeah, we're still small, but we've had great. Yeah, we've had 2, great reception.
2,000 people are still small.
No, we've had really good reception from the people. It's been really lovely, very welcoming.
Where does it happen?
So it happens at CBC Old Boys Club in Groenkloof. Mm-hmm. It's just there by the Virgin Active. Mm-hmm. Once a month, first Friday of every month. Kicks off at about 4 o'clock into the evening with loads of lovely food and live music.
Yeah.
And then it'll end closer to 11.
Most markets happen in the day.
Yes.
The focus is on that morning till about 4 o'clock. People pack up and go home. Why did you choose a night market?
It was something different. Yeah. There wasn't really anything like that in Pretoria at the time. So we seized the opportunity and went for it.
Yes.
There's something really pretty about walking into a night market that's really well decorated and stuff like that.
Mm. So put a lot of focus on that.
Put a lot of focus on the decoration and the aesthetics of the place. Yeah. And it's really worked out in our favor.
So of all the vendors that you could have chosen to come through today, you chose these particular three that are here with us today.
We've got
Pan and Knife, Nomu, and Sushi Bowl.
Yes.
Why?
They're just very unique vendors. It's a nice range of vendors as well. We've got our vegan ice cream, obviously, and Panda Knife is my staple at the market. I always get caught up at his stall, which is a bit worrying. And then obviously the sushi you saw for yourself, it looks really beautiful. It tastes delicious. And it's something unique, you know.
Yeah. No, I can vouch for that. I think the whole team can vouch for that. We had so much fun with everybody here today. But let me start with Steve. Oh, why do I keep calling you Steve, Kevin?
Actually, you can call me Lee.
Just to confuse me. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you. So nice to be here.
I loved your sushi. The presentation, what you did with it, it was really exceptional. It almost added a fresh twist to something that we always have. Well, if you eat sushi a lot like me, this was really refreshing. What's your secret?
Thank you. Actually, our secret is our quality. So like the prawns, our rice, we just make from the morning. So anything is very fresh. So bless your skill. Then it's nice.
What kind of skill is involved? Yes, I know you have to know how to cut the fish.
That's a kitchen secret,
no!
I think. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's about the rice. It's very important. Mm-hmm. So every chef, they have their secrets for the rice.
And,
about the vinegar, how to cook the rice. Ah. So maybe that's secret.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So some of the sushi dishes that you brought, I had a first ever. I've never had fried sushi.
Yeah, fried sushi is, I think, is American style.
Mm-hmm.
So
you make it, it's the roll, and then before you cut it, you deep fry it.
Yeah, I deep fry and then I cut it. Okay. So it's more tasting than the plain sushi.
Yes.
Because they're crispy.
Yes.
And we put some sauces like teriyaki sauce and spicy sauce, mayonnaise, and so it's tasty.
Right.
So
I completely agree with you. The taste was elevated because it was fried. So even the salmon inside and just the composition of everything together was really sublime. And your prawn tempura.
Oh, yeah.
That
prawns is also good, I think.
Let me tell you, it is bloody good.
Thank you. So the prawn tempura, we also bought from the very, very good quality.
Okay.
And also like the flour,
mm-hmm.
the one we fry, also very crispy. So it's very good with a little bit, our sauces.
Yes.
It's very nice.
It was. Everything that you came through with, was really, really delicious. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But you don't have, in fact, with everybody here today, you only do markets and events.
We do the festival, like, and the markets.
Mm-hmm.
And also the event in, like Pretoria and Johannesburg.
Oh, okay.
So like London markets, Homewood and especially Deep Roots, we're always there.
Yes.
So yeah, like Christmas market and Manti Casino, we'll be there this year. Yeah.
That's very interesting, and I want to get everybody's views on that once we've touched on the food. And then Danny, let me come to you. I love the name Pan and Knife.
Yes, I love.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, basically we started 3 years ago. My wife is also from the hospitality industry, so she's front of house, I'm back of house. So yeah, so we started off as man and wife when we got married, and then we made the company name Pan and Knife. So yeah, but yeah, that's basically.
And even the way it works with the logo and everything, it's just so inspired. So your offering is, in essence, it's the pulled pork and rump, but you have different ways of presenting it. What you gave us today was, how would you describe it? Is that a rump sandwich or rump
yeah,
burger?
So basically we do rolls, and we do the rump steak from scratch in front of the customers, and then the pulled pork as well. The pulled pork is, it's braised. It's not smoked like the American way of doing it.
Yeah.
And then we have grilled cheese that we put on top as well in front of the customers. So we basically melt that cheese until it becomes molten, and then basically just pour that over on the sandwich. And then we also offer a Mexican menu where we do nachos and quesadillas, where we use that same grilled cheese over our nachos.
Yes. What's the secret to good rump? Not just quality, not apart from quality, but.
So what we do is we don't cook anything beforehand. So on our grill, there's a big piece of rump on there. We take out the sinew and some of the fat and so on as well. So all of that rump steak is made to order to what the customer wants.
Yes.
So we make sure that it's still tender, that it's still fresh, basically.
Yeah. I think it's a great alternative to burgers. And the other thing that I loved is the bun itself. I don't care what you have inside, but if that bun is not soft and fluffy, the experience is ruined.
Yeah.
And your buns were perfect.
Thank you very much.
Don't tell your wife.
Thanks.
So same thing with Sushi Boat with Kevin. You also just do events.
Yeah, so we still, well, we've got a couple of markets that we do. Then we have events and festivals. So that's anything from, you know, music festivals or car shows or anything like that. And nowadays we do quite a lot of corporate stuff or private stuff now as well, especially this time of the year.
Yes.
But most of our, and we are quite busy. It's a full-time job for us. And that's just, you know, most of our vendors, that's what we do. And that's, you know, we put everything into it.
Yes.
And, but yeah, that's what we do.
Now, the food was absolutely delicious.
Thanks.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you very much. That's Danny from Pan and Knife, together with his wife. And then we've got Nomu. And joining us from Nomu is Faye. And they make amazing, amazing dairy-free vegan ice cream. Hello, Faye.
Hi. Thank you for having us here.
I had to laugh. I had to laugh at myself because at no point did I pause to wonder about the name.
Just that it's so self-explanatory.
So no moo, no dairy whatsoever.
Yes. None, yet, no animal products, nothing. It's just, it's all natural. There's no stabilizers, there are no additives. It's just really good ice cream.
And it is, it is. And some might say, can we still really call it ice cream if there is no dairy?
Well, technically not. I should be calling it a frozen dessert, but there aren't any laws that prevent me from calling it ice cream. And that's what people resonate with ice cream.
Yeah.
It's I think everyone really likes it.
And it's going to live up and just go beyond their expectations.
Well, that's what we try to
exceed.
Do.
That's what I'm looking for.
We do try to do that. Most of our customers are generally coming there specifically because they're vegan or because they have a lactose intolerance or they're strict vegetarians. But then every now and then we'll get someone who's like, oh, there's no dairy in this? Why is there no dairy in this? And we're like, well, we can produce a really good product without using any animal products. And
in fact, you said it's chemistry.
Yes, ice cream is basically making, it's taking fats and proteins and sugars and finding the correct proportions to create something really beautiful.
And it was.
Thank
was.
You.
The flavors that you had, there was pina colada.
Yes, that is that's great, right?
I just
gave
it.
You a little bit of a buzz.
Is that what's happening right now? Because it had rum and reed. What is it? Had a little bit of rum.
It had a little bit of Bacardi white rum. Yes, there.
And then of course the coconut and pineapple. Yes. And then there was the raspberry.
Yes,
that was delicious. That tang was really delicious.
It's because it's real raspberries. And so with the raspberries, what we do is we roast them first to caramelize the natural sugars. Oof. And so it's not an initial tang and then followed by sweetness. It's actually got a little bit more caramelization, a little bit more fruity and complex notes.
Yes.
We want people to enjoy what they're having.
And I learned something today, that Oreos are accidentally vegan.
Yeah. Ask any vegan, that's probably the first thing they'll open with. Oh, have you tried, you're becoming a vegan, you have to know that Oreos are
really
vegan.
Yeah. Okay. And then the last one that you brought with you was the chocolate.
Yes.
Chocolate ice cream.
Yes. So that's made with Dutch cocoa and 100% a chocolate that has no milk in it. It's Lindt.
Yes.
And it's interesting because Dutch cocoa is processed differently. It's an alkaline. And some people tend to taste coffee and some people tend to taste licorice.
Yes.
And some people both.
That's quite a treat.
It's always nice to chat to people and get feedback from them about what they're having. And I think consumers really want to know where their food comes from these days. So as a vendor, when you chat to your customers and they really feel like you know what you're talking about and you're passionate about what you do, then it creates a long lasting relationship.
And you have a full time job.
I don't actually. I was in tax. I was in tax consulting, and then I just realized that the corporate environment was not the one for me, and so I left this year.
Well, you look happier.
I'm very happy. I'm very happy. I hope that everyone can feel my beaming smile.
Of course, and then in what we eat as well, it's all infused with the food. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
To Kevin Lee, Dani from Pan and Knife, and Faye from Nomu, and of course, Sheldon. When is the next one? First week of December?
Yes, first Friday of December.
And then you close?
7th, yeah. And then we're done until February next year.
Might have to do it twice a month.
Should try and make your way through. It's going to be
absolutely,
a good one.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the 7th of December, that's when the next Deep Roots night market is happening. And this is at CBC Boys Club. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.